While we're waiting for the immigration minister, let's talk about something closer to home. Come July 1, the state government's ID scanning laws will be implemented throughout the Safe Night precincts. Big fan of this. I think that will solve a lot of problems. But here's how it works. Anyone who enters a premises after 10 p.m. and if the premises is licensed to open after midnight, you'll have your ID scanned. And that data is then checked against a banned list. To me, it's the only way that people banned from Safe Night precincts will be able to stay out of Safe Night precincts. Because at the moment, they get banned by the courts and they're back there next weekend. And the cops, they're laughing at the cops who've arrested them in front of the courts. And the magistrate said, well, you can't go there anymore. There is nothing stopping them going there anymore. But if you go to a premises, you scan your ID and go, sorry, mate, you're out. And then you go to another premises, sorry, mate, you're out, or you can't come in. That soon gets very tiresome, and then you bugger off home. That's why I think it's going to work. But here's a few issues that have arisen today. The laws will be in effect 7 days a week, will apply even if a venue closes before the stroke of midnight, but is licensed to stay open later. Here's another catch. Not just anyone will be allowed to operate the scanners, not even the licensee or venue managers. Only specially trained security staff can do it, meaning some venues will have to employ extra staff just to man the scanners after 10 p.m. Now, according to the Attorney General, out of 240 venues within the Safe Night precinct, only 30 haven't yet signed on for ID scanning contracts, and 16 of those say they're not going to do it. But with the cost of the new regime stretching into the thousands for venue owners, what effect are they going to have on our nightlife and those businesses in the Safe Night precincts? All coming July 1, just a couple of weeks away. Bernie Hogan's the Chief Executive of the Queensland Hotelers Association. I've got Bernie on the line now. Afternoon, mate.
G'day, how are you, Ben?
How big an impact is this going to have on venues, particularly the small ones?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. It's the small venues particularly that are going to be impacted. The policy has put a blanket across the whole of the state. And so, you know, you're talking about small pubs that might be on the edges of town in Mackay or in Gympie on a Tuesday night having to employ two extra staff that they've never
No, but hang on, Bernie, isn't this just for Safe Night precincts? So just nightclub precincts?
There are 15 Safe Night precincts across the state. They're not just the Valley and Surface Paradise. Yeah. And that's the point, that there's a lot of them that, you know, don't trade beyond midnight on a regular basis, but may have that on their license to be able to, should they wish to.
Isn't the bigger idea or the bigger picture behind it to clean up these precincts? Isn't that worth more to these premises than having to have the trouble there in the first place and getting a bad rap?
Ben, I think all the people in our industry are very much behind the concept that we want to make sure that our patrons are safe at all times. However, we are looking at the implementation of this. As we've used the example, you know, on a Tuesday night in your average country town, which is a Safe Night precinct still, there's nobody in the bar anyway, or very few in the bar, and now we're adding cost to those businesses. And that's the part where they're saying, well, hang on, the licensee is licensed for a reason. He's done training to do that. And if the banned person walks in at 5 to 10, he can walk straight in. So who's going to ask him for his ID? It'd be that licensee already. So we're sort of adding layers on this where we don't need it. Sure, busy days, you know, Friday, Saturday nights in busy hotspots, 100%. Everybody, a lot of venues already have ID scanners for that reason, but not on the non-busy night.
All right, so you're asking something like a poker machine license where you can be trained especially for that license. You don't have to be a security guard to scan it. Is that what you'd like to see happen?
They already have those licenses. You have to be licensed to. You must have a license to managing a licensed venue. So all these people have already been trained and checked out to have that license. So they're a fit and proper person test they go through before they're allowed to have it.
So you would like to see that. So not just security guards being able to man this.
Yeah, those people should be recognised being able to use that scanner.
All right. But is that where the biggest cost is going to come from, putting on extra security guards, or is it the scanner itself that comes?
I think the scanner itself, there is a cost involved in that, but a lot of it will come with the installation, so the cabling, et cetera, that goes with that installation, but definitely it is the cost of the individuals. You're going to have pubs that will go from having, you know, as I said before, no staff that necessary because the publican or their duty manager has been able to ask somebody for their ID, now to having two extra people every night of the year.
Have you raised the issue with the Attorney General then to see if there's any wiggle room in the legislation?
Look, we have many times on various occasions, both with the Office of Liquor and Gaming, the Commissioner of for Liquor and Gaming, and then the Attorney General herself. And look, to date, we haven't been able to get an answer.
Haven't been able to get an answer. All right, I did hear a report this morning. It was the first that she had actually heard of it when it was put to her. But how long have you been raising this with her?
Oh, look, I think there's letters that we've sent to her office in February, March, May. So it's been many times, and it would be, I think, rather interesting that she would have not have heard that there were some concerns in the industry.
All right, Bernie, appreciate your time this afternoon. Bernie Hogan there is the Chief Executive of the Queensland Hotels Association. I think, bigger picture, this outweighs it. Now, I was just going through when Bernie said about these precincts, safe night precincts here in Queensland, Airlie Beach, CBD here in Brisbane, Broadbeach, Bundaberg, Cairns, these are all CBDs, the Valley, Gladstone, Caxton Street, Ipswich CBD, Mackay CBD, Rocky CBD, Sunny Coast, Caloundra, Maroochydore, Mooloolaba, Surfers Paradise, Toowoomba CBD, Townsville CBD. There's no Gympie. Not there. There's not on the list. So, I mean, some of what Bernie just said is a bit of a stretch, but there are smaller operators that could be disadvantaged by this. But again, bigger picture, I would have thought the scanners are going to provide a safe night out, and that's the whole idea of being a safe night precinct. Would you like to see it? July 1, scanners.